11.
Have your say. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Do you know, I was just looking at this little photo here in the... Well, it's all over the place. It's in the Courier Mail as well. I've just mentioned this one. A crocodile can be seen lounging in the mud in Woodjil Woodjil's flooded splash park post-cyclone Jasper. And the headline reads, Miles Croc Shock. This is the Premier, Stephen Miles. His croc shock over reptiles playground. And this is what people are saying. They've been flushed out of all sorts of places, these crocodiles. But the other thing that occurred to me, I'm just wondering about snakes so often when there's flooding. And, of course, snakes, like everything else, would be looking for higher ground. Where's the higher ground? Possibly above the ceiling in homes? I don't know. But in circumstances like this, I turn to David Walton. David is the owner of Wildlife Solutions and Cairns Snake Removals. Hello, David.
Yeah, g'day, John.
Have there been any frights that have been delivered to people in some of the flooded areas because of invading snakes yet?
Well, little bits and pieces, but certainly not what we would expect to see from previous years or similar situations.
Oh, okay.
For some reason this year, I don't know, it's just not performing the numbers like previous years, and we're not quite sure. I don't know whether that's, you know, like people are just putting their hands up on social media, to, you know, like cowboys and things like that. But certainly the numbers are not there like they would be. And like you said before, this is prime time.
Yeah, exactly.
Floods, humidity, hot weather, rain. My favourite time of year. Like I usually do little rain dances to bring the rain on, to bring the boost to business. But someone's caught on to me, I think.
I never thought of people actually benefiting like that because of the season bringing all the bloody snakes out. It's a nightmare for everybody else. Now, there was a letter to the editor today. I can't find it now just immediately, but it was about the toads. Oh, here it is. This is from Merlin at Bentley Park. Now, we're saying the snakes are in short supply. I saw a photo, says Merlin, thousands of cane toads on the Gold Coast, of all places, after all the rain, and it got me to thinking about why I haven't seen so many up here. I remember when even a slight drizzle would bring them out and you couldn't avoid them driving or walking anywhere. Even your yard would be full of toads. I'm lucky if I see more than five in my yard now or anywhere. Remember when the roads would be full of dead toads after such heavy rainfall? Is it me or are there less cane toads here now than there used to be? I haven't seen toads around for quite a while. Also, David, what's your experience?
Well, my opinion, or in the experience that I've had with wildlife in general, because we do a lot of feral species stuff as well, where it's usually the golden rule, or what I've always known, is it often takes 50 to 60 years for native species to sort of really become one with introduced pests. For a lot of years there, toads would our native animals would eat them, it would kill them, and they would die. And, you know, for some species, it nearly brought them onto the brink of extinction.
Mm.
But when they have to live with them for so long, a lot of animals they evolve to it.
Mm.
Some animals have had to been helped, you know, with, you know, the government have put in little, you know, poison, little bits of catch animals, put a little bit of poison in, and not enough to kill them and then release them so they know it's bad.
Mm.
But in saying that, we've got species now that have become aware that the snake, the toad, is an easy meal.
Yeah.
For one, we have what we call the keelback snake, right?
Yes.
Now, the keelback snake is also known as the freshwater snake. And once upon a time, he would have been fairly governed to be close to the creeks because he was sort of an aquatic species that would rely on eating frogs and fish and things like that. But once he worked out he could eat the toad with his little cast iron stomach,
yes,
he has sort of verged further and further and further from estuaries or swamplands because he can follow the food.
Wow.
So we would see freshwater snakes in suburbs that are way up in the hills where they're nowhere near water.
Yes.
And you'd lift up, it's quite funny actually, because you'd lift up a bit of iron or some sort of debris in someone's yard, and he'd be a family of cane toads there, and he'd be the keelback sleeping next to it, like he was sleeping next to his pantry. You know, if I'm hungry, I'll just roll over and grab another one type thing. So And but the keelback is not a very big snake. Only grows to about 60 centimetres or 600 millimetres. Yeah. So really, he's only good for a toad up to the size of about 50 cent piece. But certainly, he will eat the tadpoles, the babies, and everything up to that. And certainly, if you're eating the babies, well, that, you know, if you can get it in the young. But also, we're seeing other species like your night birds and stuff like that that have worked out that they can flip the toad over.
Yes.
And eat the organs from underneath and eat the bits that are substantial and avoid the poison glands. So that, to me, I mean, you know, I'm not 100% expert on that. From how I see it, they've slowly evolved in working out how we can deal with this pest and benefit from it. So whether that... I reckon that's got something to do with the toad thing, because even myself, I remember, you know... decades ago where, yes, there was lots of toads, and these days you don't see as many of them in the places where you did. I mean, there's still plenty of them in some areas, but I'm guessing our native species that have worked out how to benefit from them are reducing their numbers.
This is
amazing. And maybe there's probably a little bit more at play there, but that's what I think.
Oh, I think it's remarkable that you've thought this through, and it makes sense. Years ago, they actually a team of movie makers turned up in my studio here and said, "We're going to make a movie about the cane toads." And they appeal for people, if you've got lots of cane toads around, or if you keep them as pets, you feed them or whatever. And they made this movie and it got an international award. But what they did was actually show people in their cars veering all over the road trying to run over these things and invariably succeeding in running over the cane toads because there were so bloody many. Now, if they came back now to make a movie, there wouldn't be a cane toad around for love nor money. So I reckon what you're saying is spot on.
Well, it'll have something to do with it. I do know of a program in the Northern Territory where the cane toads, because you know how the toads finally marched their way to Darwin, so to speak, or into the Kakadu, they had a massive impact on the quoll, which is a carnivorous, you know, mammal that we've got up there, and it would just kill them, and it was killing them to the point where they were nearly, you know, they went vulnerable, and I think they even made it to the, you know, getting close to being on the endangered list, or they might even be. So what they did is they made these little sausages, and they put a small amount of toad poison in there, right? Not enough to kill the animal, but enough to give him a good belly ache.
Wow.
And then they trapped a whole heap of them, and then they fed them to the adult quolls, and then released the quolls so that they would learn that that'll make me sick if I eat it.
Yes.
And it was actually quite a successful program. It's from what I hear, it is working. It worked extremely well. So sometimes we have to intervene and help them, but certainly our native I reckon that keelback and the night bird and a few other species. Yeah, that's because I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I've seen many a times with that toad laying out on the lawn, and it's like it's been open heart surgery. So something's worked out, it knows what it's doing. You know what I mean? Sometimes I think a lot of our species, we take them for granted.
What a classic analogy, open heart surgery. Oh, that was been
well,
very
you know
entertaining.
What I mean.
Well, exactly. But David, I'm so pleased that you had an answer. That was going to be a very difficult one to explain, actually. You've done a wonderful job and it's very convincing. I've got to leave you because news is coming up, but thank you.
All right, but there is snakes around, and definitely be cautious. And if you see one or you come across one, give us a call from us, advice. We're happy to help you in any way we can.
I hope Merlin at Bentley Park was listening. He was responsible for that letter to the editor in the Cairns Post today, and that's been, out of left field, a very convincing answer. From David Walton, owner of Wildlife Solutions and Cairns Snake Removals.